Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see you all after a few days away, at least for me. I'm happy that Representative Bruce Hunter has joined me this morning. Bruce, thanks for spending some time with us. I'm just going to make a couple of comments about the session and Democratic successes, and Bruce will add some, and then we'll be happy to take your questions. Democrats began the session really with one promise: to make sure that we did all that we could to strengthen the middle class, to make sure that working Iowans got a fair shake, and that we were able to move those issues forward. And under the leadership of Mike Gronstahl and Kevin McCarthy, Democrats delivered. We delivered on a number of issues. First, on property taxes, Democrats really fought hard to make sure that the bill focused on small businesses, Main Street Iowa businesses, those businesses that would take the tax cut and hire the additional person or make an additional capital investment to really grow the economy. And because of that hard work that Democrats did, the final bill included a big chunk of money to make sure that Main Street businesses are able to move forward. We also fought hard on education. You know, Democrats understand that a strong education system is key to making sure that we have a strong economy and that every Iowan really has an opportunity to fully participate in that economy. One of the main things that we fought for very hard was to fully fund schools. And we were able to secure a commitment and legislation to fund schools at 4% for this year and 4% for next year. And that really was in the face of strong Republican opposition, including Governor Terry Branstad, who insisted basically on zero and had a record of that over the past couple years. But Democrats stood our ground and made sure that Iowa schools will have the funds that they need to keep class sizes small and to make sure that teacher quality is as high as it possibly can be. We also fought hard on health insurance. You know, we entered the session with one of the big issues to be resolved, Medicaid expansion. Democrats came into the session proposing full Medicaid expansion, which would, compared to Governor Branstad's plan, cover more Iowans at a lower cost with more services. And so those are some of the things we fought hard all session. We received a lot of public input. The public hearing that we held in the Iowa House was overwhelming, that Iowans supported making sure that 150,000 folks had access to health insurance. And we were able to get that deal done, again, in the face of strong opposition from Republicans and Governor Branstad. The last issue I'll mention is the earned income tax credit. And while probably a smaller part of the overall tax deal, it's a really important part. The earned income tax credit is one of our most effective poverty-fighting tools because it puts a little bit more money back in the pocket of Iowans that are working one, two, maybe three jobs to make ends meet. And Democrats fought hard to make sure that tax credit got doubled. You know, and these are folks that will take that money and spend it on clothes for their kids or a new washer and dryer, a new refrigerator, and really have that stimulative effect that we want tax cuts to have. The stimulative effect, making sure that we're growing our economy and strengthening the middle class. So again, you know, with Mike Gronstahl's leadership, with Kevin McCarthy's leadership, Democrats delivered on the promise that we made entering into the session, that we were going to do all we can for middle class Iowans, for hardworking folks that are trying to make ends meet. And I'm really proud of the accomplishments that we had, that my colleagues had. And Bruce, I'll let you make a few comments.
Well, I just think that, you know, finally we've gotten to the point where this is what compromise looks like. We as Democrats have always said that we're willing to compromise on the important issues to us, the education, health care. But bring us to the table. Listen to our ideas and use our ideas in that compromise. I think this is the first time in 3 years that we've actually come to that point where we've been able to compromise. The Democrats had a strong voice in this session, and I'm proud of the work that we've done and the work we'll continue to do.
Great. You know, one last thing I'd mention is, you know, Democrats in the House in particular really stood up at the end of the year in the face of some extreme, you know, Republican priorities. As we all know, the Republicans did not have enough votes to pass the Human Services budget and Medicaid expansion because of these extreme divisive social issues. And because Democrats entered this session with the promise that we were going to focus on the priorities in Iowans' daily lives, you know, we all made a decision to band together to make a compromise that, you know, had a lot of things in there that maybe we didn't agree with. But to make sure that bipartisan work got done and we're able to adjourn the session, which with I think some big successes for Iowans. So we're happy to take your questions.
Didn't the session provide Terry Branstad an excellent platform from which to seek reelection?
Well, I mean, you know, a compromise means that everybody got some of what they wanted. I think when you look at the total output of the session, you know, Democrats really drove a hard bargain and I think ended up coming out ahead. I mean, we came out ahead on the earned income tax credit, making sure that Main Street Iowa businesses got a tax break. And in particular, that 150,000 Iowans got access to health care. You know, these are not small things that we accomplished. And I think they're going to make Iowans' lives better. I think it's going to help grow the economy. But, you know, there are definitely some things that Governor Branstad wanted that ended up in those final compromises as well.
What do you see as the top priorities for next year, things the Democrats really wanted, high priorities that you were not able to accomplish this year?
Well, I think we're going to have the same, we're going to make the same promise going into next year that we did this year. You know, that we're going to continue to work every day on behalf of middle-class Iowans, hardworking Iowans, making sure that our tax policy reflects, you know, that hard work should pay off, making sure that we fully fund education, and working on ways to grow the economic base broadly. So, you know, I think those same priorities are going to be effect next year.
So that, the infrastructure issue in Iowa is still not settled. There are a few other things. Anything
in particular? I think at this point we're focused on highlighting the accomplishments that we had during this last legislative session. And as we move forward, the Senate Democrats and House Democrats will get together, I'm sure, over the next few months and probably come up with specific priorities. But, you know, today I can't predict what exactly those issues are going to be. Well, I mean, I'm focused now on highlighting the accomplishments that Democrats had during the last legislative session. And it really is that is a big job because we had a number of big successes, making sure that middle class Iowans are getting a fair shake. You know, that's a decision that I'll make another time. And just today's not that day.
Do you have a timeline? Senator Hatch said by the end of
the summer. Today is not that day.
The fact that you can't predict what big issues will be in 2014, does that indicate this year is going to be a hard act to follow?
Well, there's no question that this was a successful legislative session in that we resolved some issues that have been outstanding for a while. Property taxes is one that precedes my time in the legislature and I think probably started the day after the current system was put in place. And so, you know, I think it just comes down to the fact that, you know, we were able to have, I think, a lot of success during this legislative session on Democratic priorities. And Democrats led both in the Senate, where we obviously have a majority, but also in the House, where we had a minority, but one that was able to be effective as well. And so, you know, we're going to focus on that and move those same priorities forward over the next year.
Did a lot of things in the 2009 session that you trumpeted after that session, and they sort of disappeared in 2010 in the election cycle.
Yeah.
Because people have a short memory. And,
yeah.
And you better take it while you can here, because this may be the last people remember of this.
Yeah, well, I hope not with that, but
I think too, it's that, you know, this 130-day session just got over with less than a week ago. And I think right now we're kind of looking back at those accomplishments that we did have right now. And I think we'll have another week or two down the road where we can start looking at what we want to accomplish next year. But I think, you know, being that the legislation session got over with just such a short time ago, that it's maybe better and easier for us to reflect on what we did, and a couple weeks down the road we'll reflect on what we're going to accomplish in the sessions to come.
Anybody else have any questions? Okay. Thank you all. Good to see you.